Each week, we dive into our more than 250-year history to explore how the region came to be what it is today, as part of 90.5 WESA celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. The Industrial Revolution brought us the factory system, new fuel sources, new social structures, and Kennywood. 6-year-old Sean Stanley is finally tall enough to ride Phantom's Revenge, a roller coaster at the 117-year-old Kennywood Park in West Mifflin.
It was like a hurricane because there was lots of wind.
Sean likes Kennywood so much, says his mother Sandy, that he memorized the park in the off-season, from layout to laser shows.
We get flashlights, we go in our kitchen. I have a disco light next to my toaster in my kitchen, and we pretend to be the Kennywood laser show.
Many people lining up on opening day share Sean's adulation, if not his style. 83-year-old Gordon Sowers has been visiting the park since he was one.
I come over during the normal season 20, 25 times. I just walk and watch the people.
For Noah Rhodes, the pleasures of Kennywood are similarly straightforward.
I just like going really high up in the air.
That urge to move higher, farther, and faster than you can in everyday life is where amusement parks come from, says Brian Butko, director of publications for the Heinz History Center and author of A Kennywood History. But having time to be amused was set in motion by the Industrial Revolution.
The world until then really had changed little for 1,000 years.
Our agrarian nation transformed into an urban, mechanized society at warp speed.
Suddenly, there was a consumer class with money to spend, making their money in factories, having more time than when you're on a farm.
Factories turned out parts, not just for necessities, such as trolley cars to transport the horseless, but for diversions. Imagine our society like children during summer vacation, rich with time and itching to do something.
Embodying all of that into one place were amusement parks.
In 1898, Pittsburgh Street Railways leased land from Mr. Kenny at the site of a popular picnic ground to build a trolley park, taking its name from the fact that it lived at the end of rail lines. The park featured a scenic railway that moved at 5 miles per hour, over gentle dips, and an old mill ride. Bucko says the park offended Victorian mores.
Amusement parks were seen as slightly immoral. You could dress more casually and be loud and drink, but human nature being what it is, that's exactly why they were so popular.
We've come a long way from the simple thrills of trolley parks. There are hundreds of amusements competing for our attention. So why go to Kennywood? Nick Paradise, a Verona native, is director of public relations for the park.
I think a lot of that cynicism that maybe we see in the 21st century, that kind of goes away when you walk through the door. That's, I think, why people are so passionate about it. It's not the glitziest park out there, but there's some charm here that can't be found anywhere else.
The Jackrabbit is Kennywood's oldest continuous coaster. And unlike most roller coasters, it doesn't start with a hill climb. Instead, almost right out of the gate, it drops riders 70 feet into a ravine, a thrill born of topography. The park has grown up with the city, so its visitors have never had reason to outgrow it. For 90.5 WESA celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. UPMC, life-changing medicine.